Hello, everyone. Hello. My name is Anna, and this is Caleb.
Hi.
And we are Corona Conversations, and we are just doing a little update episode for y'all. It is a beautiful day here where I am, the place that shall remain unnamed. 55 and sunny, guys, and I'm loving it. So I'm recording outside, so it's beautiful weather. Caleb is not so fortunate, but he's inside nice and cozy.
I'm very envious.
Yeah. Anyway.
It just snowed last night here, so I'm freezing my tush.
The roles are reversed for once. We wanted to let you guys know that the soundtrack for season 3 recently came out. I listened to it when I was in the shower this morning. It was very catchy, so make sure to check that out.
Yeah, it's like the entire soundtrack for season 3, like even the reprises and everything, but even with everything, it only comes into about 22 minutes. So it's a really quick listen, so you can listen to the whole album on your way to work.
Put in how far you drive to work, or walk, or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's shorter than a normal podcast episode.
Well, there you go then.
We're going to talk more about the soundtrack, of course, in a different episode, but real quick, do each of us have like a highlight from it?
I've been trying to learn the lyrics because I want us to do a cover of Nothing Left to Lose, but it's hard. The words are hard. I've been trying to learn it, but they're varying. There's a lot of losing going on. I don't know if he's losing his way or losing his thread at which time, so it's a little confusing. But it's a catchy song. And I love Baby Cass. Baby Cass is just so cute.
Baby Cass. For me, I mean, there's a couple, but probably the main one is I'd Give Anything, because I feel like that one is really unique and it's such a beautiful melody and really relaxing to listen to.
But we can never sing it because we always think of I'd Do Anything For You, from the Naked Brothers Band.
NBB stands represent.
We have a hard time. Anyway, I thought we were gonna do a life update thing too. I guess we kinda did, but I was excited to tell some more things about it that I'm excited about for my life.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna go rock climbing tomorrow.
What?
Very happy. My friend and I are gonna go. And also, I made the gluten-free brownie recipe I wanted to try out this morning. And I substituted peanut butter for coconut butter because I don't like coconuts. And it turned out okay, actually. I don't think it's my favorite, but my roommate Sophie tried it and she liked them and she's not gluten-free. So the real test, I'm gonna take them to my friends who are gluten-free and have them try it. We'll see what they say, but it wasn't so much a sweet brownie, it was more of a rich brownie. It'd be really good with vanilla ice cream, Sophie was saying. But yeah, hopefully I can bring
that
those to Easter, so that'll be fun. I'm very excited that they turned out well.
What made you want to go rock climbing?
It's free through my campus. If you sign up in time, and my friend wanted to go, so we decided to go together. And I've been before, but I've never been to like rock climbing gym. I've just gone like on rock climbing on actual rocks, so.
Wait, so this isn't on actual rocks?
No, it's like in a gym. It's called...
I was going to say, watch out for the black pointy ones.
Yeah, no, it's... I guess I won't name it here for privacy reasons, but it's... it's a cool, like, indoor gym place that's normally really expensive, and we get to go for free because the university's taking us, so that's exciting.
I couldn't do that because I'm scared of heights.
Well, I'm kind of scared of heights too, but it's... When I have a harness on, I'm not scared as much, so you just gotta ignore it for the thrill.
Just gotta tell yourself that you're stronger than ever before.
Guess by now I should have known my place. Do your humble duty with a smile on your face.
This is not the singing episode.
My friend really likes rock climbing, so I just have to go ahead and be brave.
Anyway, the main point that we need to get to is that our interview with producer Chris Sonnenberg has been delayed due to scheduling reasons. We're hopefully going to be talking to him in the next couple days, so you have a few more opportunities to get your questions submitted if you have things you want us to ask him or compliments you want us to give him on your behalf, you know?
There's no need to wait in the wings, people. You gotta get out on stage and ask those questions.
Indeed.
And you've gotta, you're bigger, you're better, you're braver than that.
That's the one song that I always kind of
what? Forget. What? It's Lance's ballad! Power ballad!
I'm just not really into it.
Lance Schnitz! It's catchy. I really want to do a jazzy cover of it.
Did we ever know that Lance's last name was Schnitz before the finale?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I guess Angry and Red didn't know either.
Everybody has a last name except for Rapunzel, I guess.
No, her last name is Corona.
We need to confirm that with Chris.
All right, well, until next time, this has just been a quick update. You can submit questions via Twitter at Corona Podcast or email
at coronaconversations@gmail.com. Until next time, enjoy the weather that you have. If it's cooler, take advantage, do some ice skating or sledding. Otherwise, get out and enjoy the sunshine. Go for some nice walks, like Rapunzel, get that
build
fresh air.
Build a snowman.
Yeah.
That was a Frozen reference.
How dare you. Well, I have been listening to Sugar Self a lot too. So good.
Is it better than, who has a better voice? Elsa or Rap?
Oh, definitely Mandy Moore.
No.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mandy Moore trumps Idina Menzel every time. Fight me.
No! You're crazy.
No, Mandy Moore is way better. I love her voice. You were the one who said how you didn't like Idina's live performance of Into the Unknown because it wasn't on rhythm.
I'm about to send you into the unknown if you know what I mean.